Trinity Church podcast. Thank you for listening. We are Katie, Linda, and Freya. Today we are reading from Luke 11, 37 to 44. Woes on the Pharisees and the experts in the law. When Jesus had finished speaking, a Pharisee invited him to eat with him. So he went in and reclined at the table. But the Pharisee was surprised when he noticed that Jesus did not wash first before the meal. Then the Lord said to him, "Now then, you Pharisees, clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You foolish people, did not the one who made the outside make the inside also? But now, as for what is inside of you, be generous to the poor and everything will be clean for you. Woe to you, Pharisees, because you give God a tenth of your mint, rue, and all other kinds of garden herbs, but you neglect justice and the love of God. You should have practiced the latter without leaving the former undone. Woe to you, Pharisees, because you love the most important seats in the synagogues and respectful greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, because you are like unmarked graves, which people walk over without knowing it."
The Pharisees were considered to be some of the most righteous people living in Jesus' day. They didn't take their religion casually. They were devoted to the law. They believed that by doing so, this would justify them before God. Yet Jesus called on them to look past their own superficial demonstrations of righteousness and to look into their hearts. He wanted them to know that their sins were just as bad as those that they considered less righteous. This passage warns us of the dangers of self-righteousness and of feeling superior to others. We need to question whether we are looking at our sins and dismiss them as being less serious than other people's sins. Are we taking the easy way out, as it's easy to be more concerned with how we look to other people than how we look to God? Are our hearts motivated by greed? Do we seek positions where we'll be acclaimed? When I read through Luke, this passage in particular resonated with me, and I feel it has an important message for myself and for those around me in today's world. I could identify with my own experience of growing up and going to church, but also identify with it because I feel it has an important message for us all as we increasingly live our lives in the public stage. There's a growing emphasis on how we appear to others, how our life looks, and comparing ourselves to others. However, if we're working to be perceived in a certain way, we forget to be a certain way. Jesus tells us that when we wash the outside but neglect the inside, we cannot truly focus on ourselves and what's in our own hearts. This passage teaches us to trust in Christ, that he is our righteousness, and to be dedicated in the things that matter to God, and to pursue these over outward righteous appearances.
God, we pray for your forgiveness and ask you to cleanse us, and pray that we have unselfish hearts. Help us to show mercy on others, and give those who are in need, especially during these difficult times. Amen.